You're listening to Rantable with myself, He Young, Tony Reid, and Lai Ming. Do you park the first spot you see, even if it means a longer grocery-laden walk back from the store later? Well, one study explores the notion that of when just doing something wastes more time than not doing anything. And we're talking about precrastination versus procrastination. So, well, definition duty, please. Tony, what's the difference between the two? What are these two terms?
So in a recent study published by Psychological Science from Pennsylvania State, psychologists coined a new term for this phenomenon, precrastination, or the tendency to complete or at least begin tasks as soon as possible, even at the expense of extra physical effort. So I would imagine someone taking their car to a drive-in car wash and only to have to, when it's done, take it back home and dry it off again because there's still a lot of soap suds all over the car, and they would have to clean the actual tires because the drive-in wash through wasn't able to do that, and then also remove any additional water spots. So did you wash your car at the drive-through? Yes, you did, but you still have to do additional work to make sure that everything was done properly. So it's doing something where you can just check it off in your mind that it's done,
but it's not done.
But there's more stuff that you have to do perhaps later on. So this is just getting the task done, getting it over with. Procrastination is a little different. It's where you generally just, you avoid it altogether. And it's just this, you know, intentional delay of just, you know, not doing something because of negative consequences. For example, you have a test that you have to study for, you know, and you want to make sure that you're done studying by 11 o'clock in the morning. But instead, you make sure that you clean your room and you dust off your shoes and, oh, you got to make sure you check your mail. And then, oh, wait a minute, I need to clean my kitchen. And you make sure you do everything in your apartment besides study. So it's just this effort to kind of delay this negative feeling that you have towards doing some task. So it's a little bit different here, where one is a complete avoidance and the other one is doing something in a very folly way where you're going to have to pick it up and do it again a little bit more.
Very interesting. I'm more of a procrastination kind of guy. I remember having to call my friends in school and invite them to my home to do my summer vacation homework for me. And before I could report to the school and start the new semester. And I wonder, what kind of people are you? I mean, Tony, do you procrastinate or you precrastinate?
That's a really good question. I feel like sometimes I do both. You know, I guess precrastination, for example, like for laundry, instead of, you know, you have different fabrics and different colors. You know, do you wash them all together just to get it done? Or do you separate it out and wash them in three different washes? I mean, most people are probably just going to throw it all in there just to get it over with. Well, what happens? Your white shirts become pink because you put something red in there, and it destroys the fabric. And so, and I have to say, unfortunately, I've been a victim of this many times. So I think maybe I'm a, you know, a procrastinator just to get it over with.
Well, there could be this really a complicated situation with procrastination that's putting stuff off. But sometimes it's a far more nuanced situation. Let's say I have this big thing coming up and I don't want to do it, right? But then I dissect it into different stages and I do one thing first and then I'm not really doing it, so that makes me a precrastinator. But you haven't finished your task, so you're a procrastinator. I mean, sometimes just these decisions in our minds, it looks like a small thing, but actually it dictates how you conduct your life and how do you finish the many tasks everybody has to do every day. So any suggestions?
That's a suggestions for precrastination. I think it really just depends on the urgency of what it is. And I feel that a lot of people do it to, well, just to get something over with. Apparently, completion of a sub-goal is better than, you know, the main goal, because you know the main goal is going to take a lot more time and more effort. And then also, it's kind of a way to avoid dread. And dread is just this something that's looming in your mind that you feel like you have to... It's a pain that you have to deal with inevitably, but it's just something that just hangs over your head. And this is can also be translated as a visceral pain in the brain, actually, according to some studies. So I think a lot of times for us, it's better to just kind of map out how important and how urgent it is and just get it done. It's really difficult to avoid it. And, you know, there's a lot of messages out there in terms of what you should do to avoid procrastination and precrastination. Just get it done.
I think there are actually theory telling us that actually when you are procrastinating, you are the most efficient. That's been the case for me. I mean, when talking about a goal in let's say in a week, I tend to procrastinate. And whereas when we talk about a goal in one day, or at least when I procrastinate until there's one day to go, I tend to be very efficient and also solve the problem very very quickly. But the thing is, during the 6 days in procrastinating, this anxiety or the dread that Tony's mentioned, you have to something that you have to handle. And as long as you are efficient, and as long as you are in control of yourself and you can handle the anxiety, maybe it wouldn't hurt to procrastinate a little bit.
As long as you're finishing before the deadline, then you're safe, right?
Well, yes, that part you have to be sure too.
Yeah, well, as long as you get it done, like ripping off a Band-Aid. Yeah. You're listening to Roundtable. That brings us to the end of today's show. See you next time.